Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
That smoky haze that's blanketing parts of the U.S. could be around for days. Professor Lauren Wold focuses on air pollution at Ohio State University School of Medicine.
Over 50% of the U.S. population, everything east of Columbus, Ohio, is experiencing levels on the order of 150 to 180, which is an air quality index, suggesting that these are very hazardous levels to be breathing.
If you live in parts of the eastern U.S. that are seeing this unhealthy air, officials are warning you to stay inside and limit or avoid outdoor activities again today. The smoke that's causing all of this is coming from wildfires burning in Canada.
In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
Now to a federal grand jury investigating Donald Trump. At least one more witness testified yesterday, as signs indicate that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment over the former president's handling of classified documents. Several media reports say prosecutors recently sent the Trump legal team a target letter. That is often a precursor to criminal charges, but not always. In Ukraine, five people reportedly have died in massive flooding in an area near that breached dam, the report from the Kremlin-appointed mayor of the city. In France, an attacker with a knife stabbed several young children and at least one adult, leaving some with life-threatening injuries in a town in the Alps before he was arrested, say authorities. The Vatican says last night went well for Pope Francis, a good first night in the hospital, they say, after his operation to repair a hernia. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court justices and their finances. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by Supreme Court justices. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books. But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension, as did Samuel Alito. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. The Denver Nuggets surge ahead in the NBA Finals, taking Game 3, 109-94, behind a historic performance from Nikola Jokic. More from correspondent Gethin Kulbab.
Jokic became the first player ever to record a 30-20-10 triple-double in the Finals, finishing with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists.
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know. Because if we lose, nobody's gonna even mention. To be honest, I don't care. It's just a stat.
Jamal Murray had a game-high 34 points. Denver broke the game open in the third quarter, outscoring Miami by 9. Jimmy Butler scored 28, and Bam Adebayo, 22, with 17 rebounds for Miami, which hosts Game 4 Friday.
In baseball, the Blue Jays got a late go-ahead single from Alejandro Kirk. They topped the Astros 3-2 in Toronto. Chris Bassitt got the win for the Blue Jays, his seventh of the year.
I had my sinker really working tonight. They were really aggressive on it, and when I'm throwing it well and they're swinging, it's going to be a lot of quick outs, hopefully.
Milwaukee roughed up Baltimore 10-2. Brewers shortstop Willie Adames hit his 10th homer of the year, but seemed to be more impressed with Joey Weimer, who hit two long balls and drove in 5 runs.
Great to see that, and especially for him, a young player, his first year. And I think, you know, for his confidence, it's just amazing. So I'm happy for him. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to put up more numbers.
Two more baseball games plus a WNBA game in the Northeast were postponed Wednesday due to smoke and poor air quality caused by Canadian wildfires. The Yankees White Sox and Phillies Tigers games were both rescheduled, as was a game between the New York Liberty and Minnesota Lynx in women's basketball. And international soccer star Lionel Messi announced Wednesday that he intends to make a stunning move to Major League Soccer. Messi plans to join Inter Miami CF following the departure of the Argentinian from Paris Saint-Germain. Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
The Iron Sheik, a former pro wrestler who played a burly, bombastic villain in 1980s battles with some of the sport's biggest stars, has died at age 81. A statement was posted on his Twitter page, but neither mentioned a cause of death or where he died. The Iron Sheik, whose real name was Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, grew up in Iran. In his pro career, he donned curled boots and used the camel clutch as his finishing move on matches, while playing the role of an anti-American heel for the WWF, which later became the WWE. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Musician George Winston has died after a 10-year battle with cancer, according to his website. He was 73. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career. George Winston said he named his albums for the feelings they evoked. He first grabbed attention with his 1980 album Autumn, but it was his 1982 album December that made him beloved. Winston did not like being called New Age. He said in a 2017 AP interview he had his own name for his music.
At first they called like the Autumn record classical. And I went, no, I've never played classical. And then they said jazz and went, well, there's some improv. I said, no, you know, it's folk piano.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former Vice President Mike Pence announced in Iowa today he wants to be president. He joins a Republican field that includes his running mate, former President Donald Trump. Pence says Trump was reckless on the day of the Capitol riot.
I had hoped he would come around and see that he had been misled about my role that day. But that was not to be.
Pence says the Republican Party should be the party of the Constitution.
I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Mike Pence becomes the first vice president in modern history to challenge the president under whom he served. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is providing help to Canada dealing with huge wildfires.
He directed his team to provide impacted communities whatever support they need. Our team here at the White House is in touch with the government of Canada. We have already deployed over 600 U.S. firefighters and personnel, as well as equipment like water bombers to help Canada battle the fires.
Smoke and haze from the fires has moved deep into the U.S. It's prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. The prosecution and defense in the trial of a Florida sheriff's deputy accused of not preventing some of the Parkland school shooting murders gave wildly divergent opening statements today, setting the stage for a trial that is the first of its kind in U.S. history. The Vatican says Pope Francis underwent successful surgery to repair a hernia in his abdominal wall, the latest malady for the 86-year-old pontiff who had part of his colon removed 2 years ago. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. People in southern Ukraine expect more flooding after the collapse of a major dam.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. One vulnerable citizen, Svitlana, could not get to her apartment to pick up documents. Water levels reached almost to the second floor of the house. She tells the AP she can't sleep or eat as she can't get into her home. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
CNN chief executive Chris Licht is out after a year at the cable news network following a series of missteps and plunging ratings. Licht's ouster was announced on CNN's morning editorial call Wednesday by David Zaslav, the CEO of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery. A four-person leadership team will run the network in the interim. Licht replaced Jeff Zucker as CNN's chief executive last year, his mandate to make the network move toward the political center. But a town hall meeting with Donald Trump received wide criticism, and a revamp of the network's morning show imploded with the firing of Don Lemon. A recent lengthy profile of Licht in Atlantic magazine proved embarrassing and likely sealed his fate. Only 2 days ago, he'd promised on the same editorial call to regain the trust of CNN employees. Julie Walker, New York.
Britain's Prince Harry tells a tabloid newspaper's lawyer nobody wants to be phone hacked. Prince Harry entered a London courtroom on a mission to prove that the publisher of the Daily Mirror tabloid had hacked his phone and unlawfully snooped on his life. He left the witness box, having shown he was highly suspicious of how Mirror Group newspapers had obtained information for stories about him, but without offering phone records or much other evidence to support his hacking claims. The Duke of Sussex asserted in his second day of testimony in London's High Court, "I believe phone hacking was at an industrial scale across at least three of the papers at the time. That is beyond any doubt." Charles de Ledesma, London.
New York City is suing Hyundai and Kia. New York City has been plagued by a wave of car thefts because of a flaw that made some car models very easy to steal. Videos on TikTok and other sites show thieves how to start the cars using only USB cables and a screwdriver. The reason they can do that is that some models sold by Hyundai and Kia came without a feature that's standard on most new cars. It won't let the engine start unless there's a key available. Engine immobilizers, they're called. So New York City has now filed a lawsuit against Hyundai and Kia, accusing them of boosting profits by ignoring common anti-theft technology. Hyundai made engine immobilizers standard on all of its vehicles in 2021 and says it's assisting its customers. Kia did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. I'm Rita Foley.
The pause on student loan payments is ending. Borrowers are hoping to find room in their budgets. Selena Chen Thanuvong earned a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of California, Merced in 2019.
I ended up having to take out about $25,000 in loans throughout my life, 4.5 years there.
The pause in student loan payments has been a lifeline for the 25-year-old. More than 40 million Americans, including Selena Chen Thanuvong, will be on the hook for federal student loan payments starting in late August, under the terms of a debt ceiling deal approved by Congress last week.
Whether it's housing, food, car, hospital bills, so yeah, I really just have no idea how I'm going to navigate through it.
Her salary barely covers the cost of living in the San Francisco Bay Area. Without cancellation, the Education Department predicts borrowers will fall behind on their loans at historic rates. President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt is under review by the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.